Hello.
Hi, Ari. It's Benny from Israel calling.
Hi, Benny. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. My wife says you called me and you didn't reach
Good.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried calling you. I don't know if it didn't go through or maybe you were busy. Either way.
Yeah.
So I actually only have 2 minutes, but I wanted to give you a quick update because it'll give you something to think about on your end. Okay, so the idea of paying Ronit through YU Israel will not work. They cannot do that. It becomes very legally complicated, and the Israel institution cannot pay for work that was done for YU US. He explained to me why I'm okay. But the one thing to think about is this, and this is we can't give tax advice, but he said it's worth pointing out to you.
Yeah.
Because Ronit has a TIN.
Yeah.
So, and because there is what's called an income tax treaty between the United States and Israel, which essentially means that you don't pay so you don't pay income tax twice.
Yeah.
So in theory,
yes.
if you report this income on your U.S. 1040, and then, you know, pay whatever you're responsible for paying, if you're responsible for paying anything on that amount. So it could be, and again, this is not tax advice, but it could be that kind of releases you from any tax requirement in Israel. Could be.
Okay, one more question. What about, I guess you didn't put any effort into finding that out, but will they be able to wire the money to an Israeli bank?
They can wire the money to an Israeli bank or send you a physical check, whichever is your preference.
No, but, oh, you know what? Maybe a physical check, and then we'll just take it for change. Yeah, I hear you. But it's possible to wire it to Israel, right? As if Ronit decides so, it's not a problem.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Ronit is already working on this. I'll tell her what you told me. She's already into it. So
okay. Also, I'll tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
Because of any possible, we'll pay all the fees on our end for wiring. We can't control what happens on your end. So just because of the possibility that there might be fees, and in case there's any headache, if we send a physical check and it's in dollars, whatever it is, we'll add, like, if the job was $500, we'll pay $600 right off the bat. So we'll just, because we recognize that there's a little bit of a hassle here, so we'll pay the extra so that he doesn't lose anything.
We'll cover whatever side expenses occur,
and it does. It doesn't have to be itemized. We'll just do it, and that's it.
Okay. Okay. First of all, thank you very much for all this effort. Second of all, Ronit is actually pretty excited of working with you. Yeah. Okay. I'll speak to Ronit, but I think it's fine. I'll just have to give you an answer whether or not we'd prefer a check sent or the money wired, but that's not, you know, that doesn't need a an immediate response, right?
No, that's fine. So just, you know, discuss it, think about it. And whenever you have a decision, it's probably easiest at this point, just drop me an email just saying, you know, yes, we're going to go ahead with it. I do need her address in Israel, regardless.
Yes, I can give it to you right now if you want it.
I actually would much prefer it if you or she could email it. That way I won't make any mistakes copying it over.
I'll have her email it. I'll have her email to you. Not now, because I think she already went to sleep. But yes. Tomorrow morning.
No, that's fine. Tomorrow is just fine.
Very well. Tadaraba. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
And I'll hear from you soon. Bye-bye. Let me ask you something, Ari.
Okay, it's our pleasure.
Ari.
Yes.
I'm just curious. Is this like a one-time thing, or is there any... Can she expect other stuff like this to come by? I'll tell you why I'm asking, because it's the whole issue here, the whole issue we're discussing is problematic, and on the other hand, it's actually...
Because she's not registered as an independent contractor.
No, in one way it's more problematic, in one way it's easier, because it's a one-time thing with a very small... scope and monetary consequences. But is this like, from your perspective, is this like supposed to be a one-time thing, or if she's good and you like her job, so or like her work, so she could expect other, and assuming she likes it too, she can expect other things to come her way out on this kind of thing?
Yeah, so that's hard. It's hard for me to answer because I'm not exactly sure what her field of expertise is. I know that in this case, she's working on some modules for a History of Israel course. And
yeah.
I do know that there are plans to create a few different variations of this course. So it's certainly possible. But I don't think there's anything much more extensive. Like, you know, if we're designing this course for a high school audience, we may then want to make a variation that's a little bit more in depth as a college course, in which case we might go back to the subject matter experts and say we need a little bit of help in, you know, expanding this or going a little bit deeper. But I don't know exactly what her expertise is.
Harry, I'm not asking for some kind of any commitment. I'm just curious about what we're looking at here. But I understand you don't really you don't really have an answer. That's fine. That's not a problem at all. It's just a thought I had. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, Harry. Okay. Big
Just drop me an email letting me know which direction you're going to go in, and we'll go from there.
Okay, Basil Gamal. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much. Erev Tov.
Erev Tov.